Armed Forces Day was celebrated at many locations across the county. Old and young gathered in Queen Square Crawley on Saturday to celebrate the work of the armed forces and to remember those who gave their lives. The event, attended by members of the Royal British Legion, REMI, and musicians and dancers, performed to a packed Queen Square. It was a resounding success. Michael Jones, the Cabinet Member for Community Engagement for Crawley Borough Council, spoke with me.
Well, Armed Forces Day and this event has been put on to recognise the real contribution that the serving members of the Armed Forces make to this community, and also the veterans and all their families. And we're putting on a great day here at Crawley just to recognise that, to celebrate it and have some fun while we're doing it.
Now, it's very particular. We do recognise what our Armed Forces do, and today being Armed Forces Day, what a better way to do it.
Absolutely. Crawley Borough Council has been working very hard to support the armed forces. We have a number of things we do. We have introduced the Crawley Heroes Welcome scheme, which businesses can show their appreciation for serving personnel. We've updated our housing policy to ensure fairer access to housing for armed forces personnel and veterans. We've updated our recruitment policy to ensure that any veteran who meets the criteria for the job will get a guaranteed interview. And we've done many other things to help support the personnel to access leisure facilities, and working with Armed Forces Welfare Organisations to promote support services that are available.
The event was also attended by many veterans. I spoke with 90-year-old Alf Menis, who served as an electrician in the Royal Navy.
I was an electrician in the Royal Navy on tank landing craft. My job was to make sure all the electrics worked on the craft and to get it ashore and offload whatever cargo we had.
And what do you think about the way we celebrate the Armed Forces today on Armed Forces Day?
Very good, very good. This is the first one I've been able to get to because of old age, let's put it that way.
Now, just tell us a little bit about your experiences.
I was called up when I was 18 years of age, end of 1942, so I'm just over 90 now. I chose to go in the Royal Navy because it was the first service above the Army and the Air Force. I did my training in a place called HMS Ganges, which is a boys' school, training school. I did most of my training in fact, that's what we were taken on for, was the D-Day, that most of the people that were taken on that time. I did training most of it up in Scotland, assault courses, commander courses. And eventually I came round to the East Coast, picked up troops and tanks and lorries and sailed down towards France. But of course it was put off for 24 hours, so we held two off of Dover until they said go, and that's when I went round to Southampton, and then I went across, and when dawn came I've never seen so many ships in all my life. I understand there was over 6,000, so that was all craft and ships and battle wagons and things like that. And approximately, I don't know, half past 7 o'clock, the heavens opened up and the nearest big battleships to me was the Warspite and the Belfast, and they just drowned everybody and just shelled, and then rocket ships, and we landed as our troops and the tanks. We came back, thought we won the war that day. Unfortunately, we came back to Southampton and picked up American troops and supplies, and then I went to Omaha.